So on the first page, you have a Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin says, "Hanitamri dekada lebasa treisi yarchi shata sharya." So you have these tamarim which have been sitting in a container, and they've been sitting in a container for 12 months. So the luck is that after 12 months they are mutter. Rashi learns the case was that we knew for sure that there were bugs there. The question was, were these bugs which are there when it was attached to the ground, or after it became detached? Now, what's the difference between attached and detached? Because the law is that a sheretz is only also if it's sheretz ala oritz, if at some point in time it's been on the ground, but we pass can attach to the tree when the sheretz is the sheretz develops inside of the fruit. It doesn't come from outside. If it grows inside the fruit, even so, it never saw, it wasn't ala oritz, but since it's attached to the tree and the tree is attached to the ground, it's called sheretz ala oritz. However, if it only first develops in the fruit after the fruit is detached, and it stays inside the fruit, it never leaves the fruit, never goes to the outside, it's considered it was never sheretz ala oritz, and it's mutter to eat it. You ought to eat that bug. That's a din. That's a local mice. There are certain cases where we don't know if it was what it is. So it comes along this Gemara, this is Shmuel talking. That was the last word on Shmuel. So he says that over here they're mutter. Why? Because Rashi says the Bosh Shata Sharyan Dima Makurba Hisliya Lo Habi Chayat Hashta. The Gemara Aman Aleph said the idea that these certain types of barriers that Kosh Baruch Hu makes don't maintain themselves, cannot stay together for more than 12 months if they don't have an etzim, etc. They don't. So if it's here, it must be happened more recently because it's been 12 months since you detached it. So it's not from when it's on the tree. 12 months already. Must be it's from later on. If it's from later on, it's a sheretz. If it never was sheretz alor, it says mutarit. So Rashi in the case was vadi hisliya. However, you saw the rush, you saw the rashba. They learned the case was. The redak on the Gemara that before 12 months, the roster. Well, according to Rashi, obviously the 4 12 months are also because the case was there was a vade teloyim in it, and you have no heter beforehand. So, hani tamer the cow the buzzer tozi yarchashat to shayin tomorrow dark and laslia. The normal for them is their normal stage that they produce teloyim. Rachmin lekavam v'shili pirkun. Well, this beinish shichra mitzipsed belalia. Person should not drink sheikh, which is made from dates, at nighttime. If you should sheikh with tomorrow, I'm dark unless see it, because it's normal for them to have bugs. Can you call min, peri, or kidneys, should dark unless see it, tzarek lebotka, im bodo oichle, mitoch, shenosa. So he learns the case that we don't know why there was bugs there, but during 12 months it's also because it's derek to have bugs, and therefore it's also because it's derek to have bugs. After 12 months, we say, well, all the bugs are no longer significant, and therefore it's mutter to eat. So he's learning a totally different case than Rashi, according to the Rush. And the Rashba also does the same thing. The Rashba in Shuvah Kuf Yud Gimel. That's the second page of your Shuvah, is the Rashba. So the last paragraph. Where do you know? Where's this halacha of checking for insects? Where does it come from? Dash is halacha ravachas be Yisrael. The first big Gemara. It's a very big Gemara. She called over sharachas motzi boy is also loichloi milishtai seal shivdik. Anything which is normal, it's common for insects to be inside of them. You can't eat them until you do a bedika. Kedamer Shmuel. Hani tamri dekada, b'asa treisa yarchishata shoru. After 12 months, they're mutter. The alma teich treisa yarchishata means during the first 12 months, asiri. You can't eat it. Now, why can't you eat it? You don't know if there's bugs there. The answer is, they're normal to produce bugs, and therefore you can't eat it. B'lo b'dika neshein min ha'tamorim mukzakim u'mitsuyim la'asiyah. Because tamorim usually have bugs, and therefore, or it's mutter to have bugs, and therefore you have a chiv debarish. So this Gemara over here, which the way the Rashba learns, is the makor for the lach of bedikah. Not the Rosh also. This gemara is the makor for the lach. You makor dibaydik your food before you eat it. He brings the other gemara which the Rosh also brought. The gemara over there about the case of the shichar belelya. He says, you can't see at night time, so you can't really check. Say if the bugs would then move out of the where they're growing, so it gets a case of parish. So Nothing. There's nothing to talk about this. This is clear. It's very easy to think. Easy point. Okay. So here's the makor. This is the gemara, which is the makor for the lach. You could bite your food before you eat. Good. Now, comes to Shulchan Aruch. The question is this chiyuv? Next question is this chiyuv that you mechuv debaitik? Is that a chiyuv deraisa or a chiyuv derabanan? So. Order. We go to the page of the Prima, which is the Prima Godin. I don't remember the pages. It's right after the pages of the Shulchan Aruch. You have the page of the. We'll go back to the Ran in a second. So it's about five, one, two, three, four, five, six more sides. Back and forth. There you go. That's it. So in the Prima Godin, the Sisei Das Sukkot Mechav Ches. He says it's a type. It's going on the language of the Shulchan Aruch and the language of the Shach. There is something which is motzi to have fruit have bugs in it. The Hainu should oisin should darken lasliya b'mechuper. That's again because if it's the only lasliya when it's the tolerush, so it's not going to be a problem because it never starts the lord. Fill the bodak ruban b'loy motza. Even if you checked the majority of them and you have not found any bugs, you still cannot eat the rest of them without a bedika. Tavi miut the shiach. He says over here, this over here was, it's not. I'm not telling you that I'm finding bugs in the majority of the things that I'm seeing. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you it's a miut which is shiach. That k'moy sirchus the hareya, the boy bedika mi rabbanan akapan. And so we're connecting it to the concept of sirchus hareya, which is, we should actually make this connection. We'll see in a second on that. What sirchus hareya? The Morah says that we have a rule that roi behemas are ksheiros. So mikra din lachara. I'm not mechuv. There's 18 different. We have the Gemara says there's 18 different treifas in a behema, and the Rambam actually breaks it down to 70 different treifas in a behema. 70. He takes the 18. The Morah says he breaks them down further. So there's 70 different possible places you'd have to check an animal to see if it's a treifa or not. We don't check for the vast majority of them. The only things which we do is, nowadays we do some type of a spot check on the keris. Usually look over the keris to see if there's anything over there.
What's a keris?
Keris is the rumen, the large stomach of the animal, and your ruminants, which are the only ones we eat, right? And we check the lungs. So Rashi already says, more cool than your basil and olive, since there's shchiach to be found, trephas, even though the red behemoths are ksheiros, which means it's definitely not going to be right, animals are going to have a trephas in the lungs, right? But still, since it's a miyad amotzi, it's a common thing to happen, you're clearly divided for it. That's what Rashi says. And that's this. So the Prima Godim says, so we see that the amount which is mechayev bedika isn't rive. Now we've seen that we saw the language of the Mishnah over here, the Rosh and the Rashba. It's muchzik. It's derech is to have toloyim. I don't know. I can read that derech to have toloyim means that majority of these things have like tomorrow majority of them produce toloyim. Comes along the Prima Godim, and the Prima Godim says, no, we're not talking about a rive. We're talking about a miyad. It's a miyad which is shchiach, and. Like you have my sirchus areya, miyah which is shchiach is mechayev b'dika in rabbanim. Okay, now go back to the the Ran.
Rabbi, what does it mean that we like if there's 70 things to check? Even if there's a chazak or a roiv, like there has to be a miyah also on. There's got to be a serious miyah that one in every however many behemoths has one of these things.
But each one is a separate shayla. See, each one, I say that they're not a mir to shliach. Right? Not a mir to shliach, so I'm not cheshish for them. That's a good question. Do we lump all of them together? We'll touch on that a little bit. Okay, so now go back to the Ran, which is so the Ran over here is going at the end of that sugya. So the Mor says roi behemus hakshiris. So a case where the Mor says a case where you check the animal and the rei is sitting there ready to be checked and it comes along a little animal and scurries away with the rei. So you can't check the rei. Now what do you do, right? So the rounds like this. Mio hecha is underlined. The points are underlined. Hecha the isa the reya come on. Ve'avshel miftuka also lechem in a behemah shetiporik. If the reya is not here, is one story. But if the reya is here, we are mechuv tiporik. If it's possible tiporik, we are mechuv tiporik. But he says a little bit later on. V'dika zumi the reyim he will amid a raisa. That chiyav v'dika the raisa. That's the raya. If you go bust a raya, that's it. Chamur mechayy, but didn't bedik about the case of reya, and therefore the loch is actually in a case where the reya was lost. The animal's kosher now, which when it's brought down a loch in siman lamed tes is the animal's kosher b'makom hesem meruba. Only somech on the roiv by neved a reya in the case of hesem meruba. So that's significant over here. You know, in the case of a person, let's say, forgot to check. And he cooked it. Now there's a lot of types of foods which Allah assumes you can't check it after it's cooked. And the bugs are dead, they're not moving around, the color changes, very hard to find. We cannot do a valid bedik afterwards. Well, okay, it's like Nevet Areya. Yeah. So it's mutter behasa meruba. It's not mutter without hasa meruba, so we'll see what that is. Similar thing. Take a look at the bottom over here. There's Rav Mitzvah Shechita Mumchen Hein. So we assume that people who are sheikh know what they're doing. So am I required to give a sheikh a bechina to see if he knows what he's doing? Well, no. Person wouldn't have the audacity to undertake the process of shechita unless he's learned it well and knows what he's doing. That's what the Mora says. So the Rif said on that point. In case you see somebody shecht and the guy travels and just walks off, you have no idea, you never saw the guy before in your life, you don't know who he is, you're allowed to assume he's from the roiv, which are mumchen. But if the guy's here, so take a look at the round all the way down at the bottom. Hechel the roi, echel sheshecha, but also live the alma. Nira medivrei harav, ofasi, the dafka hechel the ozo la'alma. The fellow's not here. Well, you have shalom ivduk and you can't check. Who does mumchen a roiv mitzvah is a shechita mumchen heim. That's you rely on this concept of roiv mumchen. Abel hechel the isa, come on. If he's here, but kinele, we check him out because of Allah has shown us to them. So the Bahag says, at the time of the Milson, that he the roiv mitzuyin has a shechita mumchen hein. We have a roiv kamokam miyut vein mitzuyin. The miyut which is not mumchen shechita tuvar is significant. Ablek yitreifus hareya the sitna liel the hechad isa come on, but kinele because that's a come on so kinele roiv behemus ksheiris dininu. So again, so this is this concept which you find in Halacha that a miyut which is matzui is mechayev b'dika. Okay, now let's see the. That's a good question. That's one of those pages which I put into the packet. There's too many pages that put into the packet. I didn't put it in. Okay, let's see the Shulchan Aruch, and maybe we'll see if we'll get time to talk about all these points. Okay, Sif Ches. Everything which is the type of fruit which is normal. So again, so we're saying darken. Normal doesn't mean over 50%. It means it's a normal thing. Shame of Kuborim that they produce when they're still attached, therefore it's considered a type of an insect which is also. You have to check inside. Maybe there's an insect in it. We saw that it sat after it was detached from the tree 12 months. It doesn't last 12 months.
What, if they die,
we're assuming it's disintegrate eventually to the point it's nimuach, that it's not, it'd be bottled. Yes, even such fruits, you still have to check. There might be bugs on the outside. They're either between the fruits or on the, you have a bunch of fruits. There might be bugs which have crept on the outside, or they're sitting on the fruit itself. In other words, so the bugs which have generated from inside of the fruit, we can differentiate between when they're attached to the tree or detached from the tree. They generate inside the fruit, attached to the tree, they're also. Generate inside the fruit, after they're detached, they're mut. But bugs which come from the outside, they were shared salorits.
How do you know that?
So let's see. So he says, therefore, I'm still mechir the boidik them for the ones which are found between the fruits and bachutz on the outside. All gabi pruvish are on the bugs which have reached the outside of the fruit. Even if a bug starts inside the fruit and it crawls up to the surface, well, it's considered sharitz al oritz already. Vaf lagar sheyashlich hanim soim bachutz yesh loch hashemer kesheyitnam b'mayim b'secha kedera yetzu lachutz v'yirachashu. There's some which have gotten far enough to the edge of the fruit that even though they start on inside, which are mutter, but if they're going to come out during the cooking process before they get killed, they're considered sheretz aloritz in the roster. So if there's a bug which is on the near the surface enough that it starts cooking and before it gets hot enough to kill it, it's softened up enough that it can pop out, so you're in trouble. So you got to worry about those. So you got to check for those also. Yirachashu is pirish sheretz aloritz is they'll get to the water, to the walls of the pot, on the outside of the fruits. The nature of the fruit is the ones which have bugs usually rise to the top. I'm not sure exactly what the physics about that is. I guess their specific gravity is less than the fruits. I don't know. Okay.
Also, their air holes.
Okay. So you get the ones which have your bugs out of the way, and then you take care of the rest of them. So now I've checked. These are fruits that are derechem lasliya. I've checked the roiv of the fruits. I haven't found any bugs. It doesn't help me to check just the majority of them. I have to check all of them. So where does that come from? She doesn't tell you where it comes from. It comes from a Tshuva Rashba. That was the one Tshuva Rashba which we skipped. So let's see that Tshuva Rashba. And the Rashba says the following. Okay. So the question was, if I checked at some of them, I didn't find anything, can I assume now that this is a type of a fruit which doesn't have any bugs in it, and I do not need to keep being boidic, or I need to check every single one? That was the question. Shuva. The nature is that there are bugs in them. That which you check some of them, and they don't have bugs, and not permit the other ones. Why not? Well, I've proven my point. No, keep it amiz like this. In a rachash motzi b'roiv, we're going to the lum that miyat teshchiach is us, which means I know up front going into this thing that's a very good chance that there's 50 fruits over here that 40 of them don't have any bugs in them. I know that up front. The roiv doesn't have bugs, but it's still usher because of miyat which is shchiach. So I checked the 40. Oh, I've checked the 40. So probably everything is okay. But I know up front I'm going to find 40 which are clean. And still, I had a chiyah to do b'dika. So how does doing the Dikan 40 solve my problems at the Rosh? Since it's matzah, I have to check everything. If I check through the majority of the reya, I didn't check the whole reya, I didn't check the reya. Well, I checked most of the reya, it doesn't help me. Right? Or if I have 10 animals and I check 9 of them, it doesn't help me for the 10th one. So if I have 10, I have 10 fruits and I check 9 of them, it doesn't help me for the 10th one. So that's the Rashba. And his lomas is because the Chiyah B'dikah starts because of the fact that it's a Miyad Hamatzi. So that's the lomas. So how could checking Roiv, right? How could checking Mixus solve for the Roiv? Kalvachomer. Even if you check for the Roiv, it's not going to solve for the Mixus. But checking Mixus is not going to help for Mixus.
He's saying it's unable to establish a Chazakah.
Right, because you're starting with something which is Dark and Asliya.
So how do you ever have, like, lettuce?
What's
the question?
So they have these things, the chazaka concept of making chazakas. Where does that come in? So that's what I wanted to point out over here. There's one madrega, which is a body that it has bugs. Right? You know, it's right the time that it has bugs. That's not what we're talking about. That's, forget about it. You know, that's for sure. You need, you have to check every single one. But even so much as a mita matzui, but if it's derech is that it's miyat hamotzi, the Rashba says you will have to check every one.
Right.
That's what the Rashba says. And that's the Rambam is passing halacha lemaisa.
Right.
Okay. Right. Chlor. Right. And everybody's masking. Yeah. So now, just we have our time limits. Let's just skip to those last two pages over here. So there's Aruch Hashulchan. Hasan's it's just by the way. Come in Parish Dark on Lastia, Kazem Khaborim, Sif Samache. Asalakum Macha Yivda Kapri Mitoch, you have to check inside. Shem Yeshba Talas. Venamoel Masha Bodak Miksasa. I feel a Bodak Ruban. Lamahani La Nisorim, Elkiv Libda Kalpri Upri. Tabi Mia Tishkir. So here the Rosh Hashulchan says, behind what we saw in the Rosh, but it says it out much more, you know, Halakal Mais. Okay. Now, Omnam, Imein Dark on Lastia. If their derech is not to be maslia, they don't have a mir amotzi that they're maslia. After pakim nimsa bereim ksas matuloya, but you find sometimes there are ones which aren't dark on maslia. The nature is bugs get in there. So badik miksasa vimloy motzi behem tuloya mistam akulam ksherim. Okay, so in such a scenario where it's not dark on maslia, but the nature of these, even so, even though it's not dark on maslia, the nature is that sometimes it gets, you know, bugs get in there. So over there, you check a few, and you can assume if you check a few that the rest are fine. Right? That's what the Baruch Hashulchan says.
And what's the good design of the nature of the species? Is it the Gemara?
The Gemara does not give a clear. In other words, so what's called Mira Motsui is one of the major questions. So what defines Mira Motsui? And does Mira Motsui change from time and place, etc.? So the person said clearly that Mira Motsui will change from time and place. So Rashi has a tshuva, which I didn't put in the packet, where he says in Europe the cabbage was considered that was dark and lustly. So you know the issue was sour, you know, kraut, etc. The Aruch Hashulchan says how can you make sauerkraut? You know, that would develop inside, it would develop, etc. He said you would have to check it two or three times. And you found there's nothing in there, you would immediately be kibosh it, because otherwise you let it sit, it would start become lustly again very shortly afterwards. And you do it piece by piece, and that's how you make sauerkraut. And Rashi says nowadays, in the time of his Shuba, says in America it's not like that. They use a transgenic pesticide. It's not considered dark and lasli, and therefore you can be by the ksason, that would be sufficient. So now some persons say nowadays, you know, pesticides, the usage is much down as compared to when that Shuba was written in the 60s.
You got organic.
Right, you know, like organic is considered halachically either, organic is considered halacha either Muxik Bivadai or Mira Motsi, by definition, because they don't use pesticides. So it's so any organic fruit come out that you're getting, you're assuming an alocha, there's a full fetch Chiyah B'dikah.
I mean, if it's a thing that.
Well, come on, I mean, there are bananas,
right,
don't have bugs inside of them, yes. Same, but you're dealing with anything which is potential for bugs, right. If it's organic, there's bugs there. So take a look over here. There's two photocopies from the Sefer from B'dikas HaMazon and Kalacha. B'dikas HaMazon and Kalacha was written is written by a person named Rav Shavei. Rav Shavei is considered, I just have to read you Rav Yasha's Haskama about the person. He's considered one of the biggest Bekiyim in Hilchos Tiloyim Hayom. Rav Yasha's Haskama. I would like a Rashi to say about me that I'm mismachi tuva about anything. Mismachi means he's established his reputation very much when it comes to the issue of bugs. Therefore, what he says is very important, and therefore you should be listening to what he has to say. So in his favor, because of Muslim Kilacha, he has a lot of interesting things. Okay. So the issue over here was, let's take a look at two pieces over here. First, page 120, he says, the phrase which is used in the halacha is, it's considered that it has bugs, it's called it nagua. Nagua means it has bugs. Okay? Michael Amuchsak bin Kinagua, Oizayim. It's page 120. Michael, which is Musak in the Gobi, Sir Menas Rebbe Tiloyim, you've taken out the majority. Achborosh Mixasim Noisiba Michael, Sadin Nishak to Musak Betiloyim, Melikimira Motsi. So he, in a Madrega of Michael, which is Musak Kinagua. And if you've taken out the Roib, so now it's a Mira Motsi. It doesn't even go down to Mira Motsi. Okay? So, the dogma. Broccoli or Kruvis, some type of cabbage. Shinish Tefu, Bemifel, Lakfos, Yerokas. They wash it. There's still going to be some bugs left inside. Even though you've definitely maybe removed the majority of them by washing them. Removing the majority of them by washing them, you still have a din of musak b'tiloyim. Why is that important? Musak b'tiloyim, you have to check every single one. You can't check any type of you can't use a spot check type of approach. So what you can do, which I don't think we have time to do, which the person can accept, is if you have a process which you believe can get all of them out, and you've tested it at the time, enough amount of times, and you've seen that it actually can get everything out, from that point onwards, so you use the process, and you spot check, you create a chazaka. Okay? This process, you have to wash, you say they created a process how to wash lettuce, which can get bugs out. What they do is you do the process. They pull out samples from it, and they see if it worked. And if they find three samples works, so then we put a hexer on that whole batch. And while you'll see that this whatever the Fresh Express whatever is the Star K doesn't have a hexer on it, means that lot which they put through the washer didn't work. Star case policy, if they check three times, if you can't get it clean in three times, they'll put it through the process again. If after three times put it through the process, they can't get it clean, they don't try anymore. If three times it's muksa that it's light alignment, we're not going to rely on the process of washing. So if it has the hex on it, means that they put it through the process, etc. Now, something which there is, that the driver of these Michael is usually clean. And sometimes it's not. Okay? So you want to, how much do you have to check? So let's start with this one piece over here. But the very page 119. It really starts in page 118, the last two, and the footnote number 4. What's called Mir Amatzi? How Matzi is called Mir Amatzi? So what's the issue? So say it's common. So how? So I say, okay, there's five apples, right? So I look at each apple. Is it Matzi to have in the apple? In the apple, somewhere in the apple, there's a bug. Or say out of the five apples, one of the apples. So now, where does the question come up? If I checked 10 fruits, those 10 fruits don't have bugs, well, it's a mitzvah. It's even less than one tenth. He's picked one tenth for the reason because the Mishkan Yaakov says one tenth is considered Mira Matzah. 10% is considered Mira Matzah. So he says, okay, that's the number. So Lachar, if I check 10 fruits, it's not Mira Matzah. I mean, is that what I'm supposed to check? What am I supposed to check and say, okay, it's Mira Matzah or not? Well, now, how do you deal with this? You know, Rikain, Nadinim Shal Gargarim Katanim Kagarim Ervas, I have rice. Something of that sort. So I take 10 kernels of rice out, check them, there's no bugs, not a mina motzi, the whole package is mutter. I mean, 10 kernels of rice establishes it for the whole package. How do you draw that? Okay. Oh, shahokam lefikamas regilim liknas, you go according to the amount that the person normally buys. Nishtam shalabasa basachas, you would use for one usage. Fizad ladugma imrak, bechelikot me saki or sar is mitsuya boif and tatar nagias. So, in 10 bags of rice, I usually, let's say you buy a bag of rice which holds a pound, you use it one shot. 10 1-pound bags of rice, one of them has a bug. Okay, now it's Mira Motzi. So, if I go to Shalom's and I can pull out 10 things off the shelf and I tell you one of them has a bug, it's called Mira Motzi now. So, how do you define it? Very not clear. So he says at the end that he has a few different definitions. So he heard from Rabbi Yashar Shlita. She told him to come and give him like this. It depends on the amounts that your person would buy one shot. Imsak or sakit. The larger container sakit is a smaller one. And he wrote a letter to Rabbi Shrab Zatzel. So he says, now what about a case where you're talking about a hotel? So the Reingold family, so they buy, you know, they buy flour in 25-pound bags. Because it's a waste of time in the Reingold family to buy flour in 5-pound bags. Bread flour, because it goes through much more quickly. Right? You walk into a bakery, they're not buying 5-pound bags of flour. They're buying 50-pound bags of flour. You're talking about a base malone. So, Mitzchash and Mekamas Kula, Voloya Hochel Fiamonas Hakatanos, Shemachalkim, the whole Sayyid Benifer. So, you go buy the what they buy. So, if they buy 10 bags of flour, each one holding 50 pounds, and if one of those bags that you would say you would find something, it would affect all the other ones. Now, you have to understand, though, that we look at lots. Right? There's no reason to put together, I mean, these 10 bags happen to be sitting in the same place. One is one of the other one. See, if we're talking about bugs, which you think developed where they're stored, so all 10 have something in common. Right? So, I'm a hotel, and I'm getting in a shipment of heads of lettuce. Right? So these heads of lettuce, one came from California, one came from Upper Michigan. I mean, what is the other one? But usually that's not how they do it. They usually sell it in lots. You know, they harvest a field, they put it on a truck, and so they're all coming from the same place. So then I would look at one, you know, we'll look at X amount being a measure of the lot which is there. But if I know I'm getting it from a different place, look and see that, you know, you can look, you read the codes, and this is from here and this is from there, so one's not going to affect the other one either. Not the kula, not the chumra. Okay, so that's what Riyasha says. You look at the amounts that they normally buy.
So if you're a hotel, you have to look at 10. For one meal, we serve, you know, X amount of lettuce. Saying I have to do that.
So I would take a lot. Like, you know, a shipment comes in, I would take a lot, and I would pull out 10 heads, and I would check those 10. If those 10 heads have come out clean, No, the way he's saying, or according to Riyasha, the way he's saying it is it's the most common, because I buy, you know, I use X amount per meal. Let's say we use a lot, has, you know, comes in with 500 heads. I use 50 heads, I don't use 500 heads in one meal, mm-hmm. Right? But the amount that I buy, so 10 of those, so if in the last 3 days, 10 shipments have come in, and I checked, you know, 10 shipments, and they've all been good, so I don't keep, the next 10 shipments come in from the same place, they're mukhsik, and I don't need to check.
You have to check a tenth or 10 of
them? I need to check, no, the other way around, I need to check 10, and if none of the 10 have anything in them, I say it's not a mira motzi.
So whether I have 10 heads of lettuce or 1,000 heads of lettuce, I just have to check 10 heads?
No, I have to check 10 of what's considered normal to buy. So if I am a hotel,
and you always buy 1,000 heads, you have to check 10. But I always...
10 in 1,000. If I only buy 10 heads of lettuce, I have to check 10 of 10?
Right. And if I buy 1,000 heads, I have to check... If I buy 10 shipments of 100, so I have to check 1,000. And then I can get a chazak. Karn de b'yash.
Totally lost.
Karn de b'yash, let's go back. Go to the Reingold's house. Let's get about this. Right? So I go to the store and I buy, assume the heads of lettuce are next to each other. It probably came from the same lot, which is usually true. Right? So I go and I buy, I usually buy one head at a time.
Right.
Right? So I check a head, there's no bugs in it. Good. So what does it do for me?
Nothing.
I check the head and there's no bugs in it. Baruch Hashem. Okay, now what? Doesn't help me for the next head? No. Right. I've checked one. If I check 10 in a row and none of them have any bugs, the 11th one I don't have to check.
If it's all from the same lot.
It's all from the same lot. Right? Because I usually use the amount I would normally buy as a head. And I've checked 10 of those. It's not a meter matzah anymore because I've checked, not even 1/10 has been the head that I find anything in.
So you have to check 10 units of what you normally buy.
And if I find nothing in all those 10 units...
Then you're fine.
Then I'm fine. That's how...
But that means that the hotel has to check. Let's say they buy 500 heads.
Yeah.
And they have to check all 500 heads.
Ten times.
Right.
So they have to get another ship and check it all. Another ship and check it all. And by the time they want, after they have 10 shipments of that, then...
They get a new lot.
They get a new lot anyway, so they have to check. They
right.
Never miss out on that.
Now... So that's what Rabbi Yashar Shita. Now he brings from Rav Ozner, told him how much regila the baitka. He says no. He says you're not talking about such large. He's talking about the amount that a person would normally be using, etc. The baitka. I don't know exactly what the regila the baitka means. The amount that you're going to be using in one shot. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says, if he rosh hayachasa him rubam yesh negius. We don't look at each leaf. You look at the head. You look at it heads.
Which means you can establish chazaka
with 10 heads. He brings from Nisim Karelitz. He says, "Told him kamash regilim levasha b'pamachas." We deal with the amount you're going to cook at one shot, and you establish it through that. So that's this is discussing the halacha of mir hamotzi. I can accept it's not called Mi'ir HaMotzi. That now, that's all talking about so much is, I don't know whether it's Mi'ir HaMotzi or not. I want to establish its status. That's the issue which he's dealing with over here. Now there's another issue which is, I know up front, the nature is that farmer boy romaine lettuce, generally does not have bugs in it. They use more pesticide than other companies, and there's generally not bugs in it. Right? So it's not a Mi'ir HaMotzi over there. Right, so over there, if that's the situation, or I know that even within them, sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. So I'm trying to figure out which lot this came from. Did it come from the good one or from the bad one? There, I don't need to check 10. Right, there, if I know up front that there are some of them which they have which are not dark unless Leah, so then the solution is spot checking. That's where the checking three times comes in. That's what the idea of checking three times comes in, and that's the makor for three times is a chai adam, which is in here. That's where I know there's some which are not amir and motzi, and some which are amir and motzi. I don't know which one this is.
So there's an additional suffix that's introduced.
So in other words, there are some farms which are putting out clean. Well, that was Ramosha's case. Ramosha's case was nowadays kruv is considered clean. So I can do a check a minimal amount that's sufficient. Now the shalavir of the chayodim was actually not in regards to bugs. The issue here was regards to kernels of wheat which started to sprout and are not kosher for Pesach. Now that's what he's dealing with. So shana sharubik shamim. There's a lot of rain. Nimsa harbor gerin and mitzumachim. The kernels of wheat started to sprout. So b'derech geish limsa samach negad mitzumachim. So you rely on samach. A bit of a samach. Well, it's a lot this year, and we're not sure you have samach. Akabon medina tzrichim b'dika im yesh samach. You have to be mevar. Now, checking kernels of wheat is going to be it's going to be overwhelming. Achar she yepshel lidle kolachitim. You take random three amounts in the sack in different places. And if each time there's samach of the kosher kernels against the against the sprouted ones, he said, you know what, the sack is samach. Is that sufficient? Can I make a chazakah by checking three times at different places on the sack, random spot checks, and create a chazakah? So he says yes. He says, Lachara near the Domilitzitloim, Biuradea, Simon Pedal, the Bedavar Shadarka Laslia, where Bedavar Shadarka Laslia, Domahani Masha Bodak Aroiv, Davimia Tashkiach, Mesem Habadikas Aroiv, Kimikim Shiesh, Bagil Mitzumachim, so they should talk the other way around. Once I have three, which are mitzumach, mischazak sheyesh by mitzumachim, so I'll lead the kolasak. So now the chayadim said a chumra. What's called the darker lasliya? Three. So if I have a thousand kernels of rice, and I have three of them which have bugs in them, it's called miyunamotzi, according to the chayadim. Because I have a chazak. I checked three times and I found bugs. So now it's a miyunamotzi. So now you have to check every single one. That's according to the chayadim. Hakim and Shudavar Shiyafsha, that's not really realistic over here. Nearly the Yesh Lerman Dolidami, it's not the same as over there. The Yeshava Hazan Kimish and Nimsa Gimel Teloyim, or this Chazak Shemagadal Teloyim, Mineka Ravi, we know the nature that produces Teloyim, or you found three Teloyim. Kin Koyerik Huba Chazak, so each one we assume has that status. Well, Echad Rechad Humina Miya Tamatsi. Mashagan Hachad Adar, but call Garan regarding Yesh Chazak Shalon Ischamitz, it has a Chazak, it wasn't Ischamitz. So over here, a spot check of Gimel Pomin would be sufficient. So the person take that this Chayotim, say, okay, but it means in a case where you don't have a Miyad Amotzi, you're not sure if there was a Miyad Amotzi by Taloyim, so a spot check of three times would work. His problem was that doesn't work, because you have once you find three times Taloyim, so you have a Chazak of Taloyim. Now you have to check every single one. He said, but that also, he said, it also generates a kula that if you're not sure, if it's derech is the maslia, so it has a different meaning of the mutz. If it's not derech laslia, you're not sure of derech laslia, three spot checks is sufficient to be matra. That's where that the three spot checks comes from.
Aren't we like on lettuce today, like romaine lettuce, It's not like we're unsure if there's a miyad amatzai. We know that there's a miyad amatzai.
So pashas and romaine lettuce spot checking doesn't work. You have to check every leaf, mm-hmm. Right? The only thing is, you know, my wife has found that she's there's a certain brand called Farmer Boy which she buys, which she's checked time and time again and not found any bugs. Mm. They apparently use more pesticides. They'll kill you with pesticides, but not with bugs, you know. And just like time and time, she's checked, and there's she's went through, a whole head, and not found a bug. Whereas you go through the other ones, she's looked at other ones, and you find bugs all over the place. So she's checked it enough times that I don't think that brand is a Mira Motsui. So then for that brand, spot checking is sufficient.
So you do three spot checks on those, and that's it.
Right. Now what's called spot checking? And how much is the sample that you have to use? It's also not, one of these things is not unclear. So again, so how should you go with this year? What's considered the normal amount to use would be your three random samples. That would create a chazaka of that it's okay. So if you normally use five leaves at a shot, so you would do five leaves from three different heads. And pasha is better if you buy it in different lots. You'd have to do it each time, right? If you buy a lot together, usually they came in the same lot. So you have, it comes usually in a package. My wife gets to the Costco, comes in a package that has like 10 of them. So you take three out of there and then check them. So that's sufficient.
Wow.